Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This is Rebecca Turner, and thank you for listening to the Good Things Podcast here on Super Talk Mississippi.
It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
You're listening to Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. Now, here's Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Super Talk Mississippi. You're tuned into your radio happy hour. That's the Good Things. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. Now, don't forget, you can listen to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Super Talk Mississippi app, and we hope you've downloaded that. You can always find us, too, on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station. But don't forget to watch us. So we are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Super Talk TV. And I think knowing all the good resources out there for families is definitely a good thing. So joining us today, it's Miss Tammy. She's with Ever-Reaching Community Outreach out of Pelahatchie, but they're reaching up to families up in 17 different counties throughout the month, up to 500 families. Mm-hmm. So welcome, Tammy.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
I was going to say over 500 counties. Mississippi's big, but ain't that big.
Not that big.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
But it's so good to have you here. And it's also good to continue to hear that, man, there are just organizations in all the nooks and crannies of our state that are meeting the people where they're at and meeting the needs that they may have. So
yes.
When someone says, what is Ever-Reaching Community Outreach? How do you kind of describe it to someone, Tammy?
It's a collection of people who have found that there's something that we all can do to help someone in need. And we started about 12 years ago. I found a family that was in desperate need of some help, and we did what we could do, trying to help them with a work project or things like that. And then as we're working with that family, we found another family, and then it just continued. It was just amazing to find out that there were children sleeping on the floor with no hot water. Parents had lost their job because their car had broken down. They had no means. And so we were just, what can we do to help? So first we offered to wash their clothes. They had clothes everywhere. And we just said, look, we can take them home and dry them and promise we'll come back. And then when we came back the next day, they allowed us to come in. And that's when we could see how really bad the rental facility was that they were living in. And there was a 15-year-old girl, and I asked her, if there's anything I could get you, what could I get you? And out of all the needs that she asked for or could have asked me for, she asked for shampoo. And 15 years old, I had a 15-year-old daughter, and it really struck me. And I asked, do you need conditioner? She said, yes. Could I possibly have some razors? It's like, I can do razors, and I can do so much more than this. And so a group of us got together, and reached out to other churches and other people and just said, you know, we're, as Christians, we're called to do more, you know, not just check off the box that I attended church Sunday night. Maybe I made Wednesday night too. That makes me a great person. But no, there's so much more that we can do. So we started out very simple, and it is very simple. Maybe you have something in your closet. I have something in mine. We put that together. That helps somebody in need. And so it started that way. And then it just grew and continued to grow. And then it was like furniture, appliances, and then we became a 501c3, so we became a food pantry with the Mississippi Food Network. So now we provide monthly food assistance. We started partnering with other ministries, people that could provide GED classes or life skills training or all these different resources. You start finding that, hey, there's this place that's free, and that could change the future of my life and my family's life. And so, as we talked before, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
So it's been a learning experience for all of us, but a blessing to us as well. It is hard work. The needs are great, but to have someone walk in that just had a fire, and they come in and they can pick out the clothes they need or plates or glasses, or, you know, a lady came in one time, someone brought it, and all she had on was the clothes she was wearing. And when she walked in the door, I said, just look around. Everything is yours. Whatever you need is free. We never sell. We don't profit in any way other than the blessing that it receives. receives to help somebody meet those needs. And she just broke down in tears. But the fact that someone cared, mm-hmm. a stranger cared, and just said, you know what, I just want to love you. I just want to help provide what I can for you. And so we are very driven to make a connection with the families when they come in. And as they come in each month, we talk with them. We, in a confidential area, is there things that you'd like to talk about? I've had so many people tell us, I don't know the last time someone touched me. Mm-hmm. I don't know the last time someone hugged me or prayed for me. And so...
Now, Tammy, you'll make me cry on Friday.
I'm sorry. No, it's supposed to be happy hour.
Yeah. But this is good to say, yes.
The happy part is that there are so many caring people mm-hmm. out there. They just want to know where the needs are and how they can meet them. That may be volunteering. That may be sending funds. That may be sending donations. Whatever that may be, we just pull those resources together, just like the early church did in Acts mm-hmm. 2 when God set it up. Why would you change the model? It's not complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we've done. We need a larger facility. We need all kinds of things, but God always provides. And in 12 years, we've never had to shut the door. We've come close to running out of food at times. We are only open 4 hours, 2 days a week, and we've had up to 121 families in one day.
How many volunteer staff do you guys have?
It's large now. It could be larger. We always need, and summertime is a really great time for students to come in and earn community service hours. Our youth groups come in, vacation Bible schools provide food drops for us, boy-girl competition, which are great things. So we're looking forward to that because we're very low on food right now. But it's just, like I said, it is a blessing to watch it unfold. It is a blessing that when they walk in, that we just want to create this atmosphere of peace and calm, no judgment, no criticism. And what is beautiful is that a lot of the families come in on the same days each month now, and so they've created friendships and like, how's your mom and them? How's this? You know, whatever. They're not alone in this. We're all a few paychecks away from mm-hmm. being at the same place. So there is no judgment. We most all have been there. So we all have some poverty in some way in our lives. So it's just a blessing that they'll walk across that threshold. And then from there, we will do the best we can to provide what needs. We also take the needs list and have a request list, so when those beds or when that furniture comes in or when that microwave shows up, then we can call them and say, hey, it's here, it's free. Again, you never know what you're going to receive. You never know what's going to be requested, but we try to meet whatever need. Like I said, God always provides. It's just amazing.
It's amazing to me that you think about 12 years ago, and then you just met one need, and mm-hmm. then, you know, a decade later, look at what it's able to do in
right.
that community.
Right.
So often here, Miss Tammy, on Good Things, we get people, because I'm hearing your story now, and if someone's listening, they're like, oh gosh, that seems very overwhelming. Like, I couldn't do all of that. That seems like too much. But it's like, don't miss the part that it just started with. Meeting, you know, just
right.
shampoo and conditioner.
That's right. That's right.
And
that's
then
right.
you never knew, because you probably would have been scared poopless if you'd have thought, like, in 10 years,
right.
this is what I'll have, not have to be, but
exactly.
will transpire to. But it kind of just unfolds itself.
It does. And that's what's so simple about it. It's not so, I worked full time in the legal field for 40 years when we started this. So this is, and all, most of us work, the people that began it and the board members and that, we still have those jobs, but there's still time you can provide. It may be an hour this day or maybe an hour this week or something, but there's something we can do. We can make a phone call. We can write letters or cards, encouragement, just to help those families have hope that tomorrow can be better. They don't see it. There's no way. I mean, if you can imagine yourself, no money, no car possibly. How am I going to feed my children? The electric bill came in. The water bill came in. But there are resources to help you. There are resources that we need to get out there and let the families know there is help available. And our churches need to step up, and they do. There are a lot of churches that do great things. This is an opportunity for us to reach out to our families in our communities and show them what the church is, and not just inside that building.
How do your families find you, Tammy?
word of mouth a lot. They also, I guess, Mississippi Food Network, we have other resources will refer us. We work together with a lot of the different organizations and ministries. We reach out to them and say, hey, we're in there. We want to help you if you know of a family in need. We work a lot with the youth court, child protection services. They're, you know, they even know the code to get in our door. We're like, you need a bed, you need a food box, an emergency food box. Well, then it's open. It's not our location, it's God's. And so we just open it up and say, come and get what you need. We love working with child protection services too, because there are times where they may need a bed or so. So those children can go back home with their family or not be taken away from their family. They have to have basic needs there. So
there's so much more to get to with Tammy coming up next here on Good Things.
Upbeat, positive, and stories that make you smile. This is Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Worked all week, got it all done. Let's make a Tennessee River run.
Welcome back to Good Things. Don't forget we are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app, always on that local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. And don't forget to watch us. We're on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Supertalk TV. We're continuing our conversation with Tammy. She's with Ever-Reaching Community Outreach out of Peohatchie, but they serve up to 17 additional counties, families driving in, about 500 families each month. All donations are freely given, which I love that, Tammy. And then y'all turn around and just give them all freely out. But I also love that you have sort of like the list if a family comes in and is like, hey, my washer went out.
Right.
If you happen to get one, you know, sort of let us know. So you are connecting people with the things that they need. Talking about a God wink, man. If someone comes in and you're like, the Joneses needed a air conditioner or whatever, a microwave, and then someone comes 2 weeks later or a week later and it's like, hey, I've got this. And you're like,
The same day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a girl come in and her baby was 4 days old and she hardly had anything. And right behind her came a lady in with all of the things. And another lady had no refrigerator and no way to keep her food cool or washer dry or anything like that. And lots of kids. And the baby was crying, hungry. And I said, can I help? And she said, he only had one bottle and he drank it. And so we ran back. It was like, let's go get some milk and let me take you back to the baby items, see if we can find some baby food. And I started pointing out, well, does he like this or does he like that? And she looked at me and she said, I don't know, I've never fed him the baby food. And I said, what do you do? And she said, I just smush up what we have because I can't afford the food. And so it was eye-opening. And so we got what we could, and there she had other children, and we asked, you know, could I ask them if they'd like a sandwich or something to snack on or whatever? And the little girl was very happy to have it. And she came to her mom a little bit later and she said, Mom, can we just stay here? She said, they have air conditioning, they have toys, they have food. And it broke my heart. But at the same time, I was so thankful that we were able to help when we could. Right. And then as she walks out to go to her vehicle, in comes the guy who picks up our deliveries, and he had a refrigerator on the trailer for her.
Yeah.
So,
man, that's good like that.
It's good.
Yeah. And I know right now summer's tough for all the food banks across the state, not just you guys there in Peohatchie, but particularly you guys. And y'all need the generosity of people.
Yes.
So, like, right now, what's it looking like
It's
there?
Very bare. We had over 200 families last week during the days that we were open, and our cupboards were bare. We have hardly any meat. I think we had burritos and some pulled pork that we were able to give for meat, which is very low compared to what we normally are able to provide. The new families that are coming in are increasing in numbers, especially during the summer. So any help that anyone can provide, food drives, canned meat, canned food, any kind of staples, non-perishables, anything that can fill up these families, especially during this summer.
Do y'all take financial donations?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
I wasn't sure. So with being connected to the Food Network, y'all still have the opportunity to buy foods needed at a much lower costs.
Yes,
to be able to turn around and give away.
Right. Mississippi Food, of course, goes through times where they don't always have mm-hmm. everything they would like to provide as well. So we are part of Feeding America. They give us a Walmart store and a Target store nearby, and but we never know what we're going to get from that. And some Dollar General stores as well. So we appreciate any help, and we weren't prepared for 120 families a day. We're used to it would be 40. 50 was a big number for us, 50 families a day in 4 hours, but now it's running over 100, and like I said, 121 in 4 hours is a great amount. Mm-hmm. We've had to do a little drive through around, and so they're making it a little bit faster. Our area is very small. We need a larger place, but got to provide that as well. So we're just happy to help. We do ask if you can help with food, we sure would appreciate it.
And then also, too, if you said something in your closet or maybe like that you're changing out or upgrading,
yes.
instead of thinking about throwing it on Marketplace to get $100 for it,
right?
What good you could do with it by giving it to an organization that can meet the need for another family.
Absolutely. And we're a 501c3, so we can provide that tax receipt. We are very low on children's clothes. Women's clothes, we get a good amount. Men's clothes, men wear their clothes until they wear them out, so we hardly ever get a lot of men's clothes. We do, but we appreciate it. When we do, we are very low on baby clothes and children's clothes, but we take everything. And we do have a large metal container outside our building where it's enclosed, and you can drop off donations at any time at your convenience. We don't have to be open or there for you to do that.
You also were talking about, too, Tammy, Hope Rising, something
yes.
you're involved with. Share with us about that.
Yes, Hope Rising in Mississippi is a wonderful organization that we're very proud to be a part of. It's through the Mississippi, the Children's Justice Commission and the First Lady, and Justice Dawn Beam was very much initiated this and helped with this, and we're trying to make sure that the children stay with their families and not are taken into the welfare system, and that we've found that there are special areas that could help address those, and so they classify them as HOPE, which H is housing and transportation, O, opportunities for treatment, P, parental supports, and then E for economic security. And so we are addressing those areas to try to help the families have a better future, have the things that they need, help provide those things or point them to where they can get help, and then they're able to keep those kids into their own home, which is where they need to be. And of course, if there is an abusive situation, of course, that's, you know, they need to be taken. But on where they can stay, that's where we would like to do.
How do people learn more about that, Tim?
That's on HopeRisingMS.org, and they have a Facebook and things like that. We're trying to find all the resources in Mississippi and pull those together so that we can have a way for the families to find out about the incredible things, the good things mm-hmm. that are yeah. going on in Mississippi.
Even though it's tough topics, things you don't want to think about or things you would never want your family. We need to be aware that they're out there, and the simple ways that we can help do that.
Exactly.
I know you mentioned too, y'all have got a can't think about back to school yet, Tammy, but y'all are having a back
yes,
to school.
Yes, back to school bash, July the 19th. And we love partnering with Yogi on the Lake. They let us use their beautiful entrance there. And so then we have bounce houses, water slides, all kind of fun for the kids. And then we'll be providing backpacks and school supplies as best we can. We're hoping that we could reach out and make it a community-wide backpack summer bash, so we could our unity would really be able to reach more and provide the hope that these families need, and also to show the families we really do care. We want to be a part of this. We there is no shame in asking for help, and that's what we're called to do as Christians.
And y'all are doing it so well. Again, I think back to just 12 years ago, it all started with, I'm never going to forget that shampoo and conditioner.
I know.
But knowing that those type of just simple service, those acts of simple service can mean so much to your community.
It can.
And don't be scared by getting the shampoo and the conditioner and think that you're going to have to wind up like Tammy running a 17 county organization. Because again, I mean, it seems very overwhelming, but it feels like it just, God progressed you guys just as you needed it, when you needed it in your time, showing you that you could. And then obviously it's going to continue to do that over time. Do you guys have a website for people to learn more information?
www.everreaching.org. We also have a Facebook page, and we also have a Facebook closed group where we post needs in there. In that group, we don't mention names, but we do actually discuss situations so that you can be aware of what's happening. Great things, people that want to help. They just want to know where the needs are, and then they can meet that need. And so there'll be times where I'll post it, and 15 minutes later, I'll have a refrigerator, or somebody wants to build a wheelchair ramp. We were very happy to do that for a family in Pillahatchie, actually, a little boy that was 5, couldn't walk and couldn't talk. And Blair Batson created a custom wheelchair for him, but there wasn't any way for him to get out of his home. And so put the need out there. And of course, people responded and said, let us come build it. And for the first time, this little boy could actually move in his own way in the wheelchair, and actually, roll down the ramp and then come out on a concrete area where he could actually move himself for the first time, and the freedom of that. And just knowing that we could be a part of that is a blessing to us, because we truly believe that when we wake up every morning, we're supposed to serve someone else. We're there for somebody else. It's not really all about us. It's about someone else that God puts in our path.
And when you do that, gosh, you, the giver, get so much more back. And not that's why you should supposed to be doing it, but it feels, it's counterintuitive in what you would think.
Very much so. Providing hope.
And providing hope. All righty, Keith and Meridian says, heart warning, I want to help. If you want to help, then you can go to
everreaching.org.
All right, I think this is first of many conversations. Tammy,
yes,
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
It's Friday, so we got Tanya with movies coming up next.
And reading your world, like to see the sunrise. See the love in my mama's eyes. The touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love gets a little chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot to see sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love.
Rebecca Turner.
She looks healthy and sane.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner continues on Super Talk Mississippi.
Well, now this one gives it away. Inside Out. No, this is Bad Boys. It's Friday, so we're talking movies with Tanya here on Good Things, which I see it's doing okay at the box office, Tanya.
Yeah, it came in really big, number one. I think it did about what it projected, somewhere in the 40s, maybe 50-ish million last weekend. So it was definitely the hit
that it needed to be. I think that Will Smith wanted it to be. And like you had mentioned, from everything I can hear, if you like the first ones, you're going to like this one. And then those that just went to sort of see, you know, I mean, why would you go see it if you were just trying to be angry? Like, I mean.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out who the demographic is for that. I mean, it's got to be just the people that have seen. Like, I feel like the younger generation is more forgiving. But I can't see them going to see that movie. So
I think it's a good it would be a good date night, like, compromise. Because
yeah.
the dudes are going to want to see it, but it's not, you know, the girls are like, fine, you know, whatever, because it's funny. And I think that's probably, like, couples would probably go see it as a compromise movie.
Yeah, I think so, too. You got a nice balance of action and a little bit of romance. And
But a lot of comedy.
A lot of fun,
That would be what, Martin Lawrence would be the one that would got me there.
Yeah.
Like, to laugh at him. But yeah. that was last weekend, so we're looking towards this weekend. What's opening?
Yeah, so the big one this weekend is the sequel to Inside Out, and it's cleverly called Inside Out 2. but yeah, this one, I still have the sun's heat coming off my body from walking through the parking lot because I just got out of the theater. It was so cute. You know, it's been almost 10 years since we saw the first one, and I'm liking this. We're seeing this trend of sequels taking longer and longer and longer between movies. And that's why, I mean, I think it's a great idea because it gives them time to really work out the plot. And oftentimes sequels are never as good as the original, but I think this one was. And it may be because of the season of life I'm in. This one deals with a teenager and puberty, and it was so relatable. I mean, just so relatable that I found myself laughing a lot because, you know, I've lived it. Mm-hmm. I've lived through one son, and I'm in the midst in the journey with the second one now. So this one, you know, the last one, Riley is the girl, mm-hmm. who we meet her emotions, and they all fight and work together to try to make her life as great as they can. This one picks up about a year after where the first one leaves off. She, everything's going well. She's making good grades. She's got great friends. She's a good friend. She's a good person, good student, you know, just everything. They're all nice and cozy and sleeping. And all of a sudden on their little emotion panel, this red light starts flashing in the middle of the night. And it's a button with the word puberty. And anyway, they all panic. They don't know what it means, what's going on. And the next thing you know, here comes a destruction crew to just wipe them all out because the game has changed. And so with that, you know, she turns 13. With that, her age, some new emotions show up. The main one being anxiety. You get envy. You get embarrassment. So some new voices, and anyway, she is on the cusp of trying to make her high school hockey team. And so her emotions that have been with her are trying to continue to support her the way they always have, but these new emotions are coming in and not having it. But it's so well done. And Amy Poehler, I want her to, like, follow me around and really be my little life coach because she is such the perfect joy in this movie, in the first one. And just every time I see her interviewed, she's just such a happy person. But, yeah, this one is a lot of fun. I enjoyed the new characters. The old ones are back. A few voices were changed because of scheduling conflicts, like Bill Hader voiced not anger, but the other one, it'll come to me in a second. And he wasn't available for this one, so Tony Hale took his place. So just a few little things like that, a few little changes. But so much time has changed,
right.
Or passed, I don't think anybody's really going to notice it. But fear. Yeah. And so, anyway, it's beautifully done. I mean, of course, it's a Pixar movie, and they're the best. But it's like, sometimes I caught myself thinking I was looking at real people. The animation is just fabulous.
Do you need to have seen the first one?
You don't. Not at all. In fact, I intended to rewatch the first one before I saw this one just to refresh my memory. And I didn't get a chance. And I remembered everything. It comes right back to you. And they do a good little recap at the beginning.
What about for kids who aren't at the puberty stage? Like, is it still?
I think they're going to enjoy it just because of the cute, the colorful characters and the funny expressions and that kind of thing. There's nothing in here offensive, nothing politically correct that I noticed. So, yeah, I think it's really for everybody.
Is it a good, like, for parents who do have, like, those tweens, teens to go see together?
I think so. And my only regret is that I didn't have my 15-year-old with me. I think he would appreciate watching it.
To kind of, like, see mom or, yeah, like, whatever, or laugh or better sort of understand.
Yeah, and some of the things the mom said, I say to him, and I'm like, I felt like, oh, man, I needed that backup, you know?
Yeah. Well, if that's not on your radar, what else is out there?
Yeah, that's really it as far as the big new releases. So Bad Boys is still out there. You still have the Garfield movie. So if you think your kids might be a little more...
Do you think If will outdo that? Not If, Inside Out.
Yeah, I think Inside Out is going to be a big number one this weekend. I think it's going to knock Bad Boys off of its perch. It would be interesting to see if they had come out together, who would win.
Maybe they did that intentionally.
Yeah, probably so, because this time of year, you typically, unless they're just polar opposite kind of movies, which I guess those kind of are, they're definitely going for two different audiences. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're starting off next week. We've got The Bike Riders, which is going to be a big one with Austin Butler. And then our scary movie of the week, The Exorcism. And then the following week, we've got A Quiet Place Day One that has been really hyped, a prequel, I guess, to A Quiet Place. And then in July, the 4th of July weekend, holiday weekend, you've got Despicable Me 4. You've got Fly Me to the Moon the next weekend, which is going to be in theaters, but also on Apple Plus.
It's Twisters. Interesting they're doing that.
Like, yeah.
I watched, I fell into the trap of watching Twister last weekend because I feel like it's coming back. I mean, well, also it's a holiday movie that kind of finds its way back into the TBS, TNTs of the world or whatever during this time. But I stopped to watch it because of the Twisters that's coming up. And gosh, it's just a class. Like you,
it is. Yeah. And I have not rewatched it in a while. It's been at least 10 years since I've seen it.
Yeah, it's one that I need to catch on cable. I'm not going to, like, watch it on Netflix or streaming, like, the full thing. I just kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And you stop and you just pick up wherever it's at, and then it's just, like, you can't stop.
Yeah. That is the movie that forever changed the way I behave when there's bad weather. I mean, I pay attention. Yes.
Gosh, I don't know if I can see Twisters then.
Yeah.
It's probably just going to take us to another level.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I know.
Yeah.
And then the weekend after Twisters, we get Deadpool and Wolverine, which I feel like is going to be huge. Mm-hmm. So a big summer ahead.
Which is always exciting, especially as the heat's rising. You want to go in and cool off and
for sure
watch a movie. Is there anything streaming that people should know about?
A lot of the movies that we've seen recently in theaters have made their way to streaming. So if you missed anything, you probably can find it. Mm-hmm. You have to have a search engine now to figure out where to find these things because, I mean, it's like so many streaming platforms now. But the big, this is not a movie, but the big thing this weekend is Bridgerton, the second half of season 3. It actually came out yesterday, but that's what everybody seems to be buzzing about and excited to watch. It's 4 episodes, which is about 4 hours.
And I hear that if you do like that, you're not going to get another one for 2 years.
They've already sort of said
it's going to be 2 years before they have the next season. But old Shonda Rhimes, man, she's writing for everything. So.
I know. She can do it all.
She's going to end up writing herself right on out. Dan in Hattiesburg said sequels can be better. Grumpier Men was better than Grumpy Old Men.
I
know they're, God bless them, but like that, I would love to see that. Continue. That was a great movie. The idea of just grumpy old men just getting together. Yeah.
That one kind of started a new genre of those, you know, old buddy movies that are always fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Always fun to watch. Always good to have you, Tanya, but you guys stick with us. We got more for you coming up next.
termite.
Rebecca Turner.
She's smart and pretty.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner continues on Super Talk Mississippi.
Streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. I hope you have downloaded that. Hope you know you can always find us too on that local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. And don't forget about watching us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Supertalk TV. And today, coming up next on Sports Talk Mississippi, they're going to be at M Trade Park in Oxford for the annual Mississippi Bombers Summer Southeast Invite. Say that five times fast. It's one of the biggest and most prestigious softball tournaments in the country, and it's happening right here at M Trade Park. There's going to be 120 teams from 15 states. There's a chance someone listening to Good Things is traveling that way to compete right now, or maybe you're already there tuning in, and they will compete with college softball coaches in attendance to scout some of the best players in the country. So it should be a good, hot time from 3 to 6 today there. If you're out and about and you're there, stop by and say hi to the guys, because they will be there from 3 to 6. And then if you're out and about catching your favorite catfish plate, then you might catch the Thunder and Lightning Catfish Tour. It is presented by Superior Catfish. It's back. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of the Thunder and Lightning podcast, they're trekking around the state to catfish houses to talk food, of course, the Bulldog sports as well. So you can catch the show anywhere you listen to podcasts and watch the episodes on Super Talk Mississippi's YouTube channel for generations. Superior Catfish has cultivated fresh, delicious catfish, so that's a good thing that it will be back as well. So the boys are busy this upcoming weekend, and yeah, with it being Father's Day weekend, many of you probably gonna get out, grill a little, maybe take Dad out to eat. I think Father's Day is totally different than Mother's Day in the respect of most folks say, hey, let's give mom the day off. She doesn't have to cook. Let's take her somewhere nice to eat, which is always very kind. And or dad will cook cook a steak or fry some fish or whatever for Mother's Day. It feels like Father's Day, we're all like, what would you like to cook? Would you like to fire up the grill? We'll buy steaks. We'll get the fish to fry.
Yeah, nobody brings breakfast in bed to dad for Father's Day.
Some may, but I feel like most men, though, most dads, like, that's, yeah. Like, this is your happy place. It's right on the cusp of grilling season. You're like, sure, you go get the fillets. I'm excited, you know, to sort of cook my own meal for Father's Day, which I never stopped to really think about that. Huh, I should ask, would you rather go out to eat or fire up the grill? And either way, though, I think that as long as we're getting to celebrate our dads and have a good meal, that it's a good time. Does your family have any traditions around Father's Day? Like, do you and your brothers, is there anything like around that other than obviously reaching out and saying hi to dad or spending time with him?
Well, I mean, in recent memory, dad he's been the music minister at a church up around Tupelo in Plantersville. So we just get up and go to church with dad and to do the service. And then either we go somewhere and have lunch with friends and family, or we take them out to eat.
Yeah. You don't make dad cook y'all steaks?
No.
No. I don't think that's everywhere. We're making ours. So, sorry, dad. Not my dad. My kid's dad. My husband will be cooking for all the other dads, which he's actually happy about. It's not like sort of a big deal. I have the tradition of my dad has smoked a pipe ever since I was been born on this planet. And he smokes a very specific tobacco. It's his favorite. So for years, that's all he would smoke. And it was here at the Country Squire, which is located in Jackson. They used to have four locations. Now they came down to one back in the 80s. Anyway, that's a long story. But the only two times a year that I go in there to get it is Christmas and then Father's Day. Depending on where he's at and his stash, maybe October, because he tries to cut back, and then he supplements with something a little bit cheaper over the years, is why now I get to gift him the good stuff every so often. But it just sort of hit me today, like, I saw on the wall that they opened in 1970, and I bet my dad has been a customer at the Country Squire since the 1970s. And because my dad's a little older. Now, him and my mom, though, once they got married and they were in the area, it became her job to cut, not like her job, but she would go and routinely pick it up, and I would always tag along. And so it just hit me, like, the door squeaks the same way, the place smells the same, it's still that sort of dim haziness in there. And gosh, I wish I knew how many pounds of Cherokee tobacco my family has purchased for my dad over the last 40 years, I know. And the place has only been open for 54. And I know he's probably been a customer there for 5 decades, for sure. And so, anyway, it's just those small traditions that, you know, happen only a couple times a year that sometimes, if you stop and think about the good things, that can really get you in all of your feels. Not to mention my car now smells really great. Smells like my childhood. All right, stick with us. We got more for you coming up next. You got the boys with Sports Talk from 3 to 6. Rhino and I will meet you back here Monday at 2. But until then, I hope you all find time for the good things.
It's good things for you and I. It's good things for you and I. It's good things for you.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.